Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today in studio in Scottsdale, AZ, in the headquarters. We've got a special guest today. We've got Sean and Dr. Kendrick coming in from Inception Health. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Good.
I appreciate glad to be here.
Yeah.
These gentlemen are actual sponsors, platinum sponsors of the Grow Summit. So you guys, if you're coming to the Grow Summit, you get a chance to meet these guys in person. But we've got a really cool, different kind of episode today. First off, it's usually you get to hear me and Randy all the time. Now you get to hear some new voices. And if you're on YouTube, you can see what the hell we look like. You can see these guys are a couple of jacked specimens here in the booth, making me look bad. But listen, I brought the guys in today for a couple reasons, and I'll take this back to the last Decembers of 22 and the December of 23. We did a prediction show, kind of like, hey, what do you guys think about the gym or the fitness industry? What's your predictions for the next year? And 2 years in a row, and you guys can go back and listen to this, we talked about how I feel like gyms are shifting to a more holistic, health-based operation, not just fitness, not just nutrition, but now we're bringing in telemedicine,
100%.
Hormones, blood panels, stretch therapy, supplementation, everything for the end consumer. And that's what you guys do. You guys are the telemedicine network for gyms. So yeah. Give everybody a quick background, Kendrick, Dr. Kendrick in the house, on kind of what you guys do, how you created your business, because I know you've got a brick and mortar first, which is amazing.
Yes.
And then how do we end up here?
Kendra Bacardi, nurse practitioner, been practicing for 17 plus years. I got multidisciplinary specialties all the way from orthopedics to critical care. But really, when I started my brick and mortar on the Gulf Coast, it was designed to try to bring in the person that has a goal that wants to get better, have a better quality of life, optimize their health, and of course, try to promote longevity. So when you're talking about the gym of the future, we're trying to bring all those elements in together. Now, that's how my brick and mortar started. And as I started to gain traction in my area, I realized that there's a void everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not just where I was from. It was basically anywhere that I could speak with someone that says, hey, man, we need help. We don't have these services offered in my area. And that's kind of what jump-started the telehealth. Of course, COVID helped promote that as well. COVID shut down everybody. Everyone's kind of looking for means of trying to get health access. But, from a virtual standpoint, from telemedicine, it opened up my world to allow to start integrating into gyms and allow those services to be a little bit more readily accessible.
And that's the difference, right? Because there's... like around us, there's guys that, do men's health and hormone testing and stuff like that. But if you don't know about them, like the trainers, if they're not telling you where to go, if we don't have a connection or a referral source, we don't know what to do. And we're not the experts in this as far as gym owners and trainers go. And so, Sean, you owned a gym for a while, and now you're still a coach, right? And how'd you get involved in this?
So... to what you just said, I was referring people out all the time to other, physicians and third-party telehealth companies that I didn't really know how they were, as a whole, the kind of service that my clients were going to get. And a lot of times they were not getting good service. It was poor communication. I was left out in the dark. I didn't really have any say with their care. And I have an extensive background in hormone therapy, bioidentical therapy. And so when the idea of bringing Kendrick into my program and us coming together as the coach versus the clinician to make a virtual option for people where you could have the coach, the gym facility, as part of the journey for the client, you know? So we built that program for that. So, you know, and that was big for me as being the coach, is that I have at least, you know, if I'm doing the nutrition, the fitness, and they're going to get some treatment that I don't believe in, and that my reputation was on the line for my clients, who a lot of times they're coming back and they were getting misdiagnosed, too much medication, poor communication, poor service, and that was making me look bad as a company. So, you know, having the opportunity to be a part of that and then be able to build a system where the coach could come in and be a part of the process now, because of our software, you as the business gets to be on as much journey as your client wants you to be a part of. Right. I mean, from the calls to the provider consultations, seeing their blood work, the software really gives you it connects their wearables, their biometrics. You can do nutrition tracking, chronometer through it. It brings it all in one place. And the coach basically has a one-stop shop for the medical, the lab, the supplements, the food, all together.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah. And we'll get into that here in a second. So that's kind of one of the coolest things that you guys showed to me was this portal, the back end, right? It kind of gives visibility to all three sides of that equation for the client. But, you know, if we were to send a client over to you, like, you know, we work with most clients are messed up at some levels. They got, you know, bad hip or bad knee, but they're also lethargic. They're just not optimal. Like, they just feel crappy all day. Mm. And a lot of times, either they're not on a program for monitoring blood work, or they're going to a practitioner, a general practitioner that looks at these ranges of what's normal. Yeah. And I've experienced this myself over the many, many years I've been down this road where, you might be normal for somebody 18 to 99. In the United General, you know, the average of the population. Well, we don't want to be average. If you look at the average, everybody's obese and overweight.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What's your approach as far as when you're working with a client?
My approach is this. I look at everybody on an individual basis. I don't care about what the normal range, because that does not, it's not applicable. You know, so when these normal ranges are derived, they're very small populations that may or may not include the same type of person that I am. So how could I generalize a normal reference range for somebody that's not like me? And that's when I wrapped my brain around understanding how hormones play a role in everybody's systems, and it has to be looked on a very individual basis. Then I throw those normal ranges out of the window. Now, of course, I'm looking to diagnose dysfunctional glands, okay? But if it's not dysfunctional, what's the difference between being low, normal, and optimal? And the only thing that's different is your feelings, subjectivity. Yep. You know, if you say, look, man, the worst thing that you want to do is go see a clinician and say, I'm an emotional wreck. My drive is out the window. My energy sucks. I can't sleep. My performance in the bedroom is terrible. I can't exercise. And your clinician says, everything's normal.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, you're getting older. And I hear that.
Getting older. That's the excuse.
You're getting older. Kind of deal with it. And and I feel like that's the poorest means of trying to help somebody, is to let them know that, you know, they're normal, but they're not. You know, they have expressed their problems to you, and you're not offering a solution. And that's where I come in. It's like I'm trying to bring in, you know, the average person to not be average.
Right.
I don't know who wants to sit around and say, yeah, I'm cool being average.
No one.
Who wants to be average? You know,
Average folks do.
The average folks do, because they don't know any better.
Right.
You know, and that's my thinking is they're only average because they don't know any better.
Right.
They've been told that they're normal.
No,
I mean, it's almost brainwash, you know, to be told that you're normal, but now I'm told that I'm supposed to accept the way that I feel because I'm normal. because I'm somewhere in this reference range that you tell me is normal. So again, my understanding of that is just, look, I'm very thorough. I have a great history and background in medicine, and I know how to look at all those systems and basically optimize it for that person. Whether that person be a 68-year-old postmenopausal woman that just wants to feel better, you know, regain their kind of their motivation and their health,
reduce
and
osteopenia, osteoporosis.
The side effects that women in the older age and hormone deficiency suffer from are things that can be reversed, things that can be corrected and preserved, versus, you know, your 40-year-old guy that says, look, man, I was an athlete 20 years ago. And I'm not where I used to be, you know, but my doc's telling me that, you know, my testosterone's 550 and it's normal. That's not my problem. You know, so again, I see it. I recognize it. I saw the voids. I saw where there was where there were problems. And that's kind of where we brought my thinking and Sean's role together. Sean had the problems that he experienced with these third parties. And that's how we based the new model off of, was all the problems that he was experiencing, we wanted to fix.
Well, it's a great model. I'll give you guys a quick example. We had a client come in here, it feels like a year ago, a lady, 50s, probably 40 pounds overweight, you know, came in looking to lose weight. That was her goal, right? Obviously, hey, I don't feel great. I want to lose weight. We threw the kitchen sink at her in regards to fitness. We held her accountable. She didn't get water. We're getting her sleep. We couldn't move 4 pounds off the scale off of her. We just couldn't do it. And it was, you know, over 3 months. And you know, she's following her. She's tracking her food. Everything we know in our power to do.
Yeah.
Finally, we recommend getting her blood work. All out of whack. Hormones were jacked. She got us on a protocol, literally dropped 15 pounds in the next 3 weeks and felt amazing. So as gym owners, gyms, trainers, you're fighting against nature, right? You got things going on in the human body that, like, we can't outwork that stuff.
Yeah.
We can't out-nutrition that stuff. We can get to a point and it just stops.
And that's the first part, is recognizing that the fact that you can do anything, you know, caloric deficit, caloric expenditure, exercise regimen, but if your body is not in a metabolic sound state, you're not going to get the results. So that the client not only gets frustrated,
because they're
busting butt, they're doing everything that Tim, I did everything that you told me to do and I'm not losing weight. You know, I mean, what's wrong with you or me? And you end up being the scapegoat. And that's what I hate it when I hear that from coaches. And that's, again, another element that we brought together. I wanted to have direct communication between the gym, the facility, or whatever that facility is, the health coach or trainer, and then myself, you know, to bring all those elements together so the client, my patient, has the best results that they put the work in for.
Yeah. And if you're a gym owner and you listen to this, you're like, you've got clients like that right now, that you need somebody to take control of the blood work, the prescriptions that you're going to offer to those folks, get the hormones dialed in, because without that, again, you're never going to get these clients results. And then, like you said, they're going to be the scapegoat and you're the bad guy. Reverse the situation where you're the hero because you've referred somebody to, now they feel amazing. Even though we didn't do the blood work, like, we referred them to you, we're still getting the credit for it. Yeah, we're getting the credit for it. And then they'll stay longer, right? Because they don't want to change the feeling anymore.
Well, not only that, they're going to tell all their friends.
There you go.
I mean, it's like a snowball effect. I mean, if I feel great, someone's going to pick up on that. Like, man, what have you done? You know, you look fabulous. You look great. What are you doing?
Well, yeah, go see my friends over
there. Go see my guy Tim over here. They're going to get you lined up, and they'll facilitate the next steps.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of comes along to, you know, I'm pretty sure we'll venture into that of where we are trying to include the facilities in, in not only just the referral process, but trying to make it a business aspect.
Well, let's talk about the business, because you got the listeners here. They understand the idea of, like, okay, now we've got a partner that was partnering with gyms for a virtual doctor visit, essentially. We got a partner now. I was looking for this about 6 months ago, before I had met you guys, maybe even longer ago, maybe 8 months ago. I was looking for it, and I found somebody that was out there doing this, and I had a business conversation with him, Zach, I think you might have been on the Randy might have been on the call. Anyways, it made zero business sense for us, and I'll tell you why. They were going to take the client, once we referred them, What they wanted us to do was, the only way we can monetize it was monetize the blood work. So we could charge whatever we wanted for the panels, and it had to go through this particular company. But after that, we were out of the equation. We didn't really know what was going on. Yeah, we could have calls and stuff with them. But the business side, we just gave them a client that potentially, and this was my biggest hesitation in this whole thing, they could get on a regimen with that new practitioner for thousands of dollars a month and then cancel our membership.
And then they bail on you.
Because they can only afford one of the two things, and we end up losing a client. Like, how bad of a deal is that for us?
That's terrible.
So we moved on from that. Sean brought your business to the table, and I shot 50 holes, and I was trying to shoot holes. Like, what,
good luck.
Like, what, like, you know, asking tons of questions from our side of the fence, because it has to make sense for the business, right? Like, we want you to take care of the clients. And yeah, I guess the client's always going to be the center of attention. Does it get the client better results? Yes. But we're a business, right? We don't do this for free. Neither do you. So let's talk through the agreement with you and the gyms and how that kind of partnership works.
Got to be a two-way road. I'm going to let Sean kind of kick off on that. I mean, he's more on the, you know, the system side and how we try to take an idea, not only from my perspective, but bring the health into the facility, but how the facility itself could benefit be a monetary benefit, not only for the business, but for the client.
Well, first of all, you know, the way we do it, we don't even mark up labs. You know, we try to make this affordable for the client. So Kendrick has made a system where, you know, if they do cash out of pocket labs, it's really what we're paying for the labs. So the labs give us a price, and we don't charge any extra for that.
So that's the cost.
Yeah.
No cost.
If they have private insurance, they can turn it on their insurance.
Cool.
So the only telemedicine that does that.
Yeah.
There's not anyone that will allow you, because again, they are thinking it only from a business perspective. So if my business, labs, my markup margin, just like you referred earlier, margins on labs are huge. I don't want that to be. I need the objectivity. I need the labs to make anything further happen. So I wanted to make it as affordable as possible. The client to utilize their insurance. Insurance is not cheap. And if I pay $500-$600 a month, you know, for my insurance, I want to use it. You know, so I wanted that to be an option. For interrupting on that, but I just wanted to touch on that because I mean that was a piece of my puzzle to say, look, I wanted the normal person. I say normal. Let me say the average person that has a family that has medical insurance, they want to use it because it's not a cheap expense. I mean, if you got insurance, it's expensive. Yeah, use it.
So he created an affordable model. It's a membership-based model, too. Okay. So it's, you know, our average membership is $150 to $200 a month.
Okay.
And that's for multiple different therapies if they're needing that. Now, we can go performance, which is a stack of different therapies to really get somebody to the next level. That would be a little more. And then in that model, we created the system. So the software for everything to kind of come in for the business. So everybody's involved every step of the way with the client. So it is a multidisciplinary, the client feels like they have a team versus I got to go to see this doctor and then I got my coach over here.
And nobody's talking to each
right.
other.
Nobody's communicating.
Exactly. Okay. So we bring that communication together. And that cohesiveness, I think, really makes the person feel well taken care of. You know, it's going to give the gym that member who is just feeling comfortable, that can trust these people. You know, the gym trusts these people. And Kendrick, you know, his expertise is just, I've partnered with over probably 14 providers and companies over the past 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, Kendrick knows his stuff, and he's fixed my clients who've had chronic conditions for like 25 years, and he's fixed them in 3 months.
Amazing.
Now, the kicker here is not only just from the health perspective, but now where we implement it into the facility.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Where yeah. Well, you want to give them a little bit of insight on that?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So we developed, I reached out to, and you know him, you know, a software developer that I was utilizing his computer software in my brick and mortar facility, and basically said, look, Michael, I have an idea that I want to make the advertising or marketing for Inception to be of benefit not only for our company, but for other companies that help refer. That's a referral program. So basically we call it the referral program that was designed to give affiliate links or ambassador links to, say, the facility. And for every person that is referred directly from that facility, there is a commission or a referral pay fee. Yeah. So it's a recurrent thing. So not only do you get credit for that initial patient to come and see us, if that patient now signs on and they're a member, okay, because most hormone replacement therapy is considered lifelong therapy if you do it correctly, then it's a recurrent commission base that now that sends it back to the referring facility. So it's a win-win, not only for the client, but for my business, because we're optimizing health. And then from the facilities aspect, it's a business model.
That's huge.
It's passive. Right? Yeah, it's money that's coming in that is of no expense to the business other than just trying to get the best for their client. So it's a win-win.
That's the first model I've heard that way. I think it's the one that gyms might be most appealing, right? Because we all understand subscription, recurring revenue. Yeah. And so we would hook into a client for some percentage. Did we talk about percentages yet?
Yeah, I can get into that breakdown.
Definitely.
Okay, so we hook into the client for a percentage. You'll let us know what that percentage is. And as they go down this path, irrespective if they end up canceling their gym membership, and they don't train, or maybe they move out of state.
Doesn't matter.
They're still working with you guys, I guess you can make a recurring revenue from a client.
For sure.
Right?
Passive. You've done nothing other than give me a referral try to optimize your client.
Finally, a business that understands both sides.
Business is business. It has to be two-way. So, I mean, if you want numbers, we give you numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have two parts to that. We have an affiliate so that you're directly referring your client who becomes a patient, and the business will get, or the coach will get 10% immediately. So most of them are like 5% if they even do something like this. It's really low. It's not worth it.
So 10% recurring.
And then it ladders up. So every 20 patients or clients that become patients or members, you get an additional percent up to 15%.
Okay.
And then if you want to be a sub-affiliate, that means you refer people who become affiliates, you get 5% of everything that they bring in.
That's pretty cool.
So you get a total of 20%.
Potential to make 20% and recurring.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least $30,000 or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
Yep. And that's pretty slick. And, you know, the coolest thing, I mean, that model is awesome. So like that benefits everybody.
I eat wheat. I mean, that's kind of my thing, you know, I eat wheat.
Yeah. Well, that makes total sense. But the portal, right? So let's talk about it from the portal standpoint. So let's just say you're a coach at a gym and you're doing nutrition with a client, and you can now tie in your blood work, their Polar or Apple Watch, in-body, heart rate monitor, their Aura Ring, their in-body, all their stats into a portal where you get a holistic view of
the progress
of the client. And right, so as they step on that in-body scale, who's also, guys, if you come to the Grow Summit, the in-body connects and integrates with your system.
Yes.
Right.
It will automatically push the data into the portal.
Yep.
And now you can see their nutrition, their blood work, their
trends,
their fat loss, everything. Yep. Boom, right there.
When we give you guys the other thing that we do that a lot of places don't do, when they give you labs, they just give you these normal standard ranges. We give you functional blood chemistry optimal ranges. So we give you a chart that shows you where optimal health and optimal points of data are supposed to be.
Good.
And that is next level to what most people are doing. And then based on that report, it tells us this functions within other systems that we can give you supplemental support to help those areas.
So there's supplements in the back end too.
Yeah.
Yes. We could turn that on or off as a gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
pretty slick. Yep. And if they buy the supplements through you, that goes into the 5 or 10% or whatever.
Yeah, so there is no structure from supplements that we provide for like for the gym. So if
maybe you'll add that then.
Maybe we'll look into this.
We'll look into your
own supplement line. Let's see if you got your own supplement line. Well, let's see if we can't try to implement.
Yeah,
that.
So there's some cool stuff, but really cool stuff. The end of the day is this, guys. I mean, there's a holistic view. Now, you as the gym, not you, but the gym owners listening to this, you can bring in a service like Inception Health, you know, Kendrick and Sean work with you, create a service category now that you're better than the guy down the street because you offer, could mark that up. There's ways to monetize it twice, I guess, one with the referral, one for sure. Whatever. That's up to you as the gym owner, but now you've got a service that you didn't have before. Yep. You got a differentiator. And so the question or the thing that is going through your client's mind, right? And when you start marketing this as one of your services, and I want you guys to all listen to this because there's somebody at a gym down the street right now that's not getting results. They're frustrated and they've been doing the boot camp and they've been kicking ass over there and they just can't move the needle. And the needle may be feeling better, maybe fat loss, maybe weight loss, maybe strength gain. It could be whatever their needle is.
Better relationships with.
Well, what's going through their head when they start seeing the stuff, if you start marketing, hey, we have a holistic gym. We got all, the blood panels. They're saying the reason I'm not getting results at this place is because they don't have the thing that the guy down the street has. And I need to go over there to get that. Because the guy down the street has a thing like this or stretch therapy or whatever it is that you're bringing it in. So the unique mechanism, the reason people get results is because you have all of these things and now you can beat your competitors on that level.
Multifactorial, man. When you bring it all in, you leave no other variable unturned. And that's the whole point. I mean, if you can't fix half a problem, you still have a problem.
Well, we could only fix half a problem.
If you don't have the other side.
We don't have this. We didn't have the solution until you guys came around because, we talked about that client that we couldn't move the needle. We threw everything at her. We couldn't get it. But until the blood work came in and they optimized that.
For sure.
Then the weight started falling off.
It's a win-win. Of course, people go to the gym not only just to look physically better, but they want to live longer. And when you bring in all those elements where I decrease the cardiovascular risk factors and you make the physical appearance better, you improve the energy, the quality of life improves. There's no one that could say, no, I don't want that. There's no way that you could say, no, that's not what I'm doing. So that was the whole point, was just try to do the best that we could to bring all those elements in, provide a service, provide a great service, communication, bring all the systems together and allow that to be transferred over to a facility that could also capitalize on that.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you so much. That's huge. What's the best way to decide, hey, we want to bring this into the gyms. Should we put a link in the show notes or something?
That'd be great. Put a link there. They can always and visit Inception Telehealth and Wellness or InceptionTelehealth.com. And then Tim, go ahead and put a link in, and then that way they can also.
And you've seen the other process that if we get to a collaborative thing where your landing page is supported, where that support shows, hey, this is a referral from Tim, whoever it should be, there's a community, there's a relationship that's been established.
We like to brand market you guys. So,
the gyms. Yeah.
So when we set you up as a referral partner, you're going to have a page, custom page with your logo. I know Zach had gave us some photos of so that way it looks and feel of your business.
Yeah, we're thinking through a lot of this stuff right now. So this is brand new. I mean, I feel like you guys are just getting off the ground. I know that you've had it for 17 years, a brick and mortar, but going in and working with gyms remotely, this is your first 50 clients, you told me at dinner last night, right? Like, 100%. This is brand new, guys. You guys are getting on the cutting edge of this. And
that's why we wanted you to be the first part of it.
Yeah, well, we're here. We're here to help and support it.
And then we'll be in Chicago.
Guys,
we're looking forward to that.
I wouldn't just throw a company on the podcast if I didn't think that this was the future, because I you can go back to our episodes. Randy's over here in the corner nodding. He's like, yeah, this is exactly what we talked about. And we researched this for months, and it's been a couple of years since we've talked about this, but I finally started getting into it about six, eight months ago, and I couldn't find anybody that was on the level. So the fact that you guys are here, is a big deal, because I don't just throw people on here like, hey guys, use these guys. But I've done some research and I've been looking around to to find a solution for this, and we finally found one with you guys, and so we're excited for the partnership. Yeah. Guys, great. If you haven't got your tickets yet for Grow Summit, go check it out, but we'll throw some links in the show notes.
Awesome.
All right.
And if you got questions for us, we will be there.
Bring your labs, too.
Bring your labs.
Anything we want we can try to everybody contribute. Who's coming either to bring a PDF file or if we can give an email address, bring your labs. We're going to give you a free consult. Look, a consult right there on the spot.
That's pretty cool. I didn't hear that's brand new news to me.
Well, we wanted to launch it right here.
All right,
live in Ontario. So now the Chicago event, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be our first time visiting there, and we're super excited. So can't wait. And anyone that hears this that will be there, of course, we're here for any additional information or questions. Okay.
Fantastic, guys. Well, thanks for joining us on the Built to Grow podcast, guys. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.